It's a points fest here.
Maroons footy tips.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
And getting stuck into it for round four of the rugby league for 2023. And doing it thanks to Choices Flooring at Park Avenue, Coffs Harbour. Anthony Maroon, good morning to you, sir.
Yes, Moffy, good morning. Another round of footy, and I know we're going to get to your game, which is, can you believe it, a top-of-the-table clash between the two Brisbane sides.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, the Dolphins have just come out firing from the start, but to see Broncos, Dolphins 1 and 2, four rounds in, I mean, obviously it's probably not going to stay that way, but not a bad start to the season.
Well, you know, a lot of people are suggesting that I'm being cruel, but I have to say, though, the Dolphins last week against a Newcastle side with about six players missing, I mean, you can only play who's in front of you. And I think it's fantastic that they're winning, but we're getting ahead of ourselves with the Dolphins. We really are.
Grand final replay tonight. This is at Combank Stadium. The Eels taking on the Panthers. Do you think the Eels are going to be in it?
I don't think so, mate. 0-3 at the moment. Now, while they've been getting close in games, opposition's been putting a lot of tries on them. I think even though they get Ryan Madison back, I'm going to take Penrith.
Look, it hasn't been a great start for the Storm. Another loss on the weekend. They take on the West Tigers tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, look, there's just nothing positive coming out of the West Tigers club at the moment, is there? Last week against the Doggies shot out to 26-6 in the 40-degree heat. Tigers come back and scored three late tries. But I know he's made some positional changes to the Tigers, but Munster back for the Storm. It's a big in. Storm to win.
And this is being dubbed basically the game of the round, the Battle of Brisbane, even though there is a Hornibrook Bridge between them, not to be technical, but the Dolphins taking on the Broncos.
Yeah, look, this is going to be a really great spectacle for rugby league in Brisbane. I mean, anyone who says Brisbane's not a rugby league town needs to go and get their head checked. I mean, NRL in southeast Queensland is absolutely massive. Now, these two sides are Moffy, you can probably relate to this more than ever. Like, just say you are Brisbane born and bred. You either love or don't love the Broncos. Maybe you've even got heritage with the Dolphins. And here they are finally, after all these years, on the big stage, about to play each other, yes, but then to play each other for top spot on the ladder.
Well, you know, for me, because growing up in Brisbane, it was, like you said, you either loved the Broncos or you went for whoever they were playing that weekend. And there are a lot of Parramatta and a lot of St. George supporters in Brisbane that didn't like the Broncos. Redcliffe Dolphins have been around forever, so they've got their supporter base. But how do you think I feel? Broncos fan all my life, born in the Redcliffe Hospital.
Wow. Well, it's time for you to get back to your roots, Moffinator, and start supporting the Dolphins.
Not a chance.
No.
Who do you reckon's going to win it?
You are very loyal to them. I think the Broncos are going to win. You know, obviously, as I said, Dolphins last week, they beat an understrength Newcastle side. God love them. They're going well, but Broncos, Reynolds is playing well. Payne Haas is playing well. The Broncos should beat them.
Good answer. Cowboys and the Titans, the other Queensland game. This one's on Saturday afternoon up in Townsville. It'll be hot up there.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go Cowboys. I know they've got a bit of a wobble on this year, but they should be too good for the Titans.
And then after they vote in the election, the Rabbitohs will play the Sea Eagles at Accor Stadium.
Well, we all know that the great John Sattler passed this week. Mm. He was a loving man. You know, among South's people, sure, they'll say he was a great footballer. Absolutely no question. But if you had the pleasure to meet John Sattler, he was just a wonderful human being. And here they are, of course. Johnny played in the 1970 Grand Final with a broken jaw against Manly. And here we are, Souths and Manly. Manly fans, you are about to get absolutely iron, lap-rashed. The Rabbitohs will win this comfortably.
Now, the Warriors, they take on the Bulldogs. This is Mount Smart Stadium at home for Auckland.
Well, much improved sides. A couple of big outs for the Warriors in Egan and Barnett, but I still take the Warriors.
Knights and the Raiders, this one at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Too many outs for the Knights. Moffy, Adam Elliott, Ponga, Tyson Frizzell, Jacob Safidi, just to name a few. I'm going to have to take the Raiders.
And the coach roulette wheel has started spinning. Anthony Griffin, now the latest one, told he's got to reapply for his job. The Dragons taking on the Sharks on Sunday night.
Well, while he's reapplying for that job, he might start applying for other ones as well, because he won't be there at the end of the year, let alone applying for his job for next year. So they're in all sorts of trouble, Dragons, and the Sharkies get back Nicho Hynes. So we're going to go the Sharkies, to mop them clean like you're mopping clean a beautiful floor from Choices Flooring.
Exactly right, and going to be celebrating with a couple of those Reece Walsh tries where he just flies through the air.
Yes, indeed. You're a happy man, Mop. When your team's winning, you carry on like a pork chop. So for the good people of the Coffs Coast, please wind your neck in.
Mate, have a great weekend. I'll chat next week.
All thanks to Choices Flooring. It's the one I choose.